and maybe you try to make him change his mind, but he, you know, he never wants to change his mind. You might say, and no matter what you say, he just...
He's saying the same thing.
And so you say, don't be so...
Foolish.
Yeah. Would you ever call him anything else, Sam?
No, I did.
What about... Did you ever call him bullheaded?
Bullheaded, yeah. Well, that's...
anything else kind of like that?
No, that's about it.
But you ever call him maybe mule-headed?
Mule-headed, or got a head like a goat.
Head like
or
a goat.
Or something hard-headed, you know. That's what the old folks call it, hard-headed.
Yeah, hard-headed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And maybe there's some people around him or somebody, and you just can't joke with that person without him losing his temper. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
You say, he's real what? He's real.
He's real mean and crabbish.
Yeah, crabbish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crabbish.
And let's see. You use the word mean. Sometimes, somebody does something to you, and you don't like it, it'll make you what?
Make you mad or angry.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Ever heard anybody use anything sound mad and angry there?
No.
Yeah? Now.
That's two things the same.
They're about the same.
Mad and angry. That's.
And say somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, now just.
Be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be quiet. Be yourself.
Mm-hmm. And, or you might say, keep.
Quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that. Say you've been working all day and you've been working very hard, you know, just working yourself to death. You'll come in and if you're very, very tired, you'll say you're all...
Tired. Yeah. Tired. I don't believe in no foolishness. Because I've been waking all day.
Yeah. Anything else you might say there instead of tired? Did you ever say, like, give out?
Give out, yeah. That's the same thing.
Anything else that means the same thing?
Yeah, to give out and tired, that'd be about two matches.
Yeah, you ever heard anybody say, I'm just all bushed?
Oh, yeah.
What about all tuckered out?
That mean he done this and give out and just don't want to give up, but I done give out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if he's just so beat he can't hardly move? He just what would you call him then?
I just said.
Yeah, I'm all
too fat.
Would you ever say a worn out there?
Worn out, yeah.
Does that mean the same thing as give out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If a person has been pretty, you know, well lately, if she says she's sick today and it started last Sunday, you might say that last Sunday she
was doing all right, but now she's sick.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say she, what sick?
I'd say she's feverish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say he was looking fine yesterday.
Yesterday, that's right.
But he must have did what?
Got sick. Mm-hmm. Or, now you take a boy, a man, I come up with boys, mm-hmm. and he come by here one Friday night, or Friday evening, he waking up at the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and he's coming on. He come by him, his wife, lift his wife here. He come in around here to pick up what he's standing out as far as home. And he went on home, just as well and hard, like wasn't nothing the matter with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went there and watched Samson and Son.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got through then, he said he told his folks, oh, ain't going to be nothing else, so I'm going to lay down. And said he went on there and laid down. They looked at a picture of two more. And said, when he come in there then, and to go to bed, said he was snoring. She touched him. And so I said, what you snoring so? And he turned over. And that was it.
Oh. Huh.
Yes, sir.
That was sudden, wasn't it?
Sure was. Yes, sir. Sure was. Mm-hmm. That was quick.
Mm-hmm. If somebody is sick, but he'll be well again soon, you might tell your wife, says,